Dina Dina Lai Dina. And this is Nagei every Shabbos, every Shabbos Hanukkah. Some Kehilas don't really have a choice. They only have a mincha, they only have a regular mincha, mincha ketana, you know, right before Shkia, so you have no option, unless you're going to daven b'chidus, which, by the way, some old talk. The mashmois ha-primigodim is mashma like that. But if you look at the primigodim, mashmois is that babayis, you should be dafka madlik acham, af babayis, tzorach lahadlik acham mincha. And the shloh seems to be machzik that you shouldn't do that. It's a toss to go, oh, could somebody bring me a Ben Ish Chai? Ben Ish Chai calls those who light Ner Chanukah and then daven mincha, he calls them burim. Could you imagine? It's a maise buris. I'm going to explain to you what his sheet is. Yashakech. In Parshas Vayeshev, he says like this, he brings down those people that are noeg, which again, many people are noeg like that. They daven, they light at home, and then they go to shul and daven mincha. And he says over here, Dr. Azay, Ner Chanukah Madlik Koidim Ner Shabbos. Ober, he says, Miu, Avada Yispal Mincha Achach Yadlik. Vilo Yasim Minik Burim. Could you imagine? Calls it a total amaratzis. Minik Burim, Shemadlikim Ner Chanukah Vachach Mispalim. Dehavi Ketalti Desasri. Now this is really the sheet of the Primigodim, Be'etzem. Meaning, the Primigodim holds that if you light in a Chanukah and then you daven Minchas Hashtukul Talti Desas. I'm not talking about Erev Shabbos, I'm talking about Bechlal. If you light in a Chanukah, let's say somebody has to light, for some reason they'll have to light early. They're lighting by plug. Primigodim holds that you can't light in a Chanukah and then daven Minchas. I'm talking about during the week. If you're going to be davening, if you're going to be lighting plug, you have to daven Minchas before plug. And otherwise, it's a talti disas. So that seems to be a meikar hadin. That's obviously the derech of the Ben Ish Chai, and that's why the Ben Ish Chai calls you a boor. Boor is a very strong term, right? He's calling you a boor because what did you do? You made it lila. You lit the nechanika. You made it lila, and now you're going ahead to daven mincha. You're a boor. Pshut tekamashmoy. That would explain, I think, the shittas who hold that it's even kedai l'davin b'yichidus. Atalti d'sasli. As a mile of tefillah b'tzibur. Of course, it's better to daven tefillah b'tzibur. But tefillah b'tzibur doesn't override making atalti d'sasli. It's atalti d'sasli. That's the pshuta shel mikra. L'moshe, what would be during the week if you would have a choice to daven mincha after plag? And myriv before Shkia, B'tzibur. Pastors, we tell you better to have Ma'ariv after Shkia, B'chidus. Why? Because it's a stira. Friday night is the andere etzis. You have the Mogen Avraham. Friday night is the andere etzis that even according to the Chachomim, they were makriv the Evorim Miboy Dyoim. So the Mogen Avraham holds that there's less of a tarti disaster Friday night. You understand? Friday night, you could have a mincha after plag. Say, I'm not going like Rabbi Hudu, who holds that the Zman Milch is only until plag. I'm going like the Chachamim Taka. And that's why I'm davening Milch after plag. And Myrav, I'm davening early, not because of Rabbi Hudu Shita. I'm doing because even the Chachamim, Friday night, Tevorim were brought early. So it's less of a Tarati disaster. It's less of a Tarati disaster Friday night. There's still an Indian Friday to do better, do Milch before plag. But it's less. It's less. But the emes atarti disaster. In one day, somebody would ask such a shayla, Rabbi, I already daven mincha after plag. And I could only, I have two choices now. Either to daven ma'ariv early before shkia, b'tzibur, or to daven ma'ariv later, b'yochid. So the rabbi would properly paskin, better daven later. Why? Because tefillah b'tzibur is only a maila. Tati the Sasri is a chasaron and that's a tefillah. Right? So that's, I'm explaining to you the opinions who hold that it would be better to daven mincha b'yichidus before you light the Ner Chanukah. Their logic, their line of thinking is a pshat tati the Sasri. which is the Lashon of the Prim Begadim, which is the Lashon of the Ben Ish Chai. And that's why the Ben Ish Chai says it's a Minig Burim. So we have those who hold garnished. Even Friday, just L'chatchila, light the Nechanek and then Dav Menchevt. Stam, they say, why play games with Shabbos? Make sure you light the Nechanek early. Light the Nechanek and then Dav Menchevt. The Minig Chassidim is Azeh. Minig Chassidim is Benofot's like that. You're not going to find Chassidim davening Mincha Shabbos Chanukah before Adlok. That's not their Minig. Okay? So they're Bechlal not Medaktik on it. Right? Then you have those that are Yemedaktik, like the Shlo, but they're not Doichet Tfilah B'Tzibur because of it. That's the middle. And then you have the Ben Ish Chai Udi'imei, who hold a mamish, it's a Toz Gomor. So how do we understand all these days? And a shtickle stira in the Mishabura. Shtickle. I'm not calling it a stira, because I'm going to explain to you why I hold it's not a stira. A shtickle stira. The Mishabura earlier in Tofrei Shahin Aleph, he brings down the Svara of the Prima God, which is Tarti de Sasri. Okay? So if it's Tarti de Sasri, so then the Mishabura should hold that it's Meikir Adin. And it's not stam. You must have a mincha before Ner Chanukah. In Tofei Shayin Tes, Shulchan Aruch brings down Be'erev Shabbos, Madlikin Ner Chanukah Tchila, and Dr. Mishabura, that you should also have a mincha better. V'kosvu achroinim, t'nochoin l'chatchila, sheyispalo mincha tchila. That's proper, that's better. Better to have a mincha first. Nishmakev. What's pshat in this? Because obviously these achroinim hold it's not a tarti disaster. So what do they hold? They hold like the Marash Abuav. The Marash Abuav has a different reason why he holds he's supposed to daven mincha before you light the Ner Chanukah. It's a whole different reason. His reason is because that's the way it was done in the Beis Hamikdash. The menorah was lit after Talmud Shul Ben Abayim. That's Lamaisa in the Beis Hamikdash. That was the Seder Avoida. It was Tomei Shel Ben Abayim, and then there was Neiros. So the Maharsha Abuav holds. The Maharsha Abuav, it's not a Tarti disaster. It's just a Maila. There's a Maila to light after you daven Mincha. No, it's a Maila Baalme. Oy Bazoi, that makes sense. If you look here in the Shari Tshuva, he brings that reason. Ayim Bebirkei Yosef, Shekosa B'Shem Maharsha Abuav, the Yesh Lizor. L'spalel mincha b'erev Shabbos shol Chanukah v'achar kach l'hadlik ner Chanukah. Ki tfilas mincha neged Tomei Shel Ben Abayim v'ner Chanukah zeichel l'neis anase b'menorah hanidlekes achar Tomei Shel Ben Abayim. Yeah, that's the Shari Tshuva. And that's what the Mishabur is quoting in Tofer Shayin Tes. And that's all he's quoting. And that's why he says, it's nochoin, it's proper that you should daven Mincha, and then light the Nechanek. Obviously, you shouldn't give up Tfilah B'Tzibur for this Maila. Maila. Mechtes. That's the problem I have, is that the Mishabur earlier quotes the Prima Gadim. And the Prima Gadim holds a Tati de Sasri. So we have a shtickle Tati de Sasri in Mishabur. Because in Tofer Shayin Tes, he's only reckoning Zach with the Marash Abuav. The Marash Abuav, it's just a Maila Baalma. It's a Maila, you should have a Mincha, and then light Ner Chanukah. It's a Maila. And in Tofrei Shayin Tes, in Tofrei Shayin Aleph, he's bringing the Primigodim is Mamish Tati the Sas. If you look in the Bach also learns, when the Shulchan Aruch says you could light Ner Chanukah from Plag, if you Torah, the Bach says, that's like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. As I state in Bach. If you look at the Bach, in Tofrei Shayin Beis, the Bach says, why could you light early? In Tofrei Shayin Aleph, he says, why? Because if you're Torah. In the main list, just like B'di'evid, you could be Semech on Rabbi Yehuda for Ma'ilev. You could be Semech on that Shita, that you could do a Mitzvah Halayla from Plag, which means you're making it Laila. And that's found in Shulchan Aruch throughout Hilchus Tefillin, Simen Lamed. If you daven Ma'ariv, like Rabbi Yehuda, you can't put on tefillin afterwards. You made it Laila. It's Tarti Disaster. Right? If you daven Maariv, you can't put on tefillin afterwards. Aye, it's before Shkia. Yeah, but you daven Maariv. You made it Laila. So that's more the Prima Gadon Tati Desasri. And that aligns with the Ben Ish Chai. Minig Burin. What's Pista Bur? You light Ner Chanukah? And then you daven Mincha? What are you? Right? What's wrong with you? So it all depends on what you're relying on to light early. If you're relying on to light early because it's only an Indian Baalma to light, it's only an Indian Baalma to light later. Bemis, it's I'm Yaitza Mibayim. LMI, why should I daven Mincha first? Because it's the Beis HaMikdash, that's the way they did it. But we can't have it both ways, that's the problem. So I think Rabbi said the way Mevarel Zayin is very, it's very pashut. And with this, we'll understand why there's a difference during the week and Erev Shabbos. There's a famous Trumas HaDeshen. We spoke about this in different shiurim. The Trumas HaDeshen talks about Kof Sazokoklo. Trumas HaDeshen has a Chakira. If the candle goes out Friday, let's say you lit the Ner at 4 o'clock, Shki is 4:30, and 4:15 the Ner goes out. Do you have a chiv to relight it? A regular night, if it goes out after 2 minutes, as long as when you lit it, it was able to burn, you don't have to put it. What happens here? Went out 4:15. Didn't even reach the lila yet. What's the halach? So Trumas HaDeshen L'maisa comes out, you don't have to relight it. How do you learn the Trumas HaDeshen? It's kedai for that. I was going to go through it with the Olam now, but it's too ma'richistic. Kedai for you to look it up. Davni Nezer, Simitov Tzadi Zayin. Seems to be he had one approach to understand the Trumas HaDeshen. His son had another way to learn the Trumas HaDeshen. If you look at the Hagor, there's different ways to understand it. But the bottom line is the Trumas HaDeshen paskins that Friday there's no Zokokla. Even if it went out before Shkia. It's Kilu Chazal made that the Zman Adlok is earlier. There's a shtickle vikuach between the Avni Nez and the Primi Godin, whether Imam Shmukhaim the Mitzvah, it's Echshua, how to learn it. It's a different Zman. Friday is a different Zman. Okay? Lamaisa, the Mishabur brings down this Trumas HaDeshen. So I would tell you, very simple. During the week, the Mishabur is Choshesh for the Primi Godin. In Aloch, in Iker Hadin. During the week, your only allowance to light early is with the Bach. Asoy Laila. Plaga Minchas Laila. Kolater Kula. Memela. During the week, if you're going to go and light in a Chanukah, and then you're going to daven Mincha, it's an emes atati desasni. Because your whole license to light by plag is asoy lailo. It's takastira. Mishabur and Tof Resh Ayin Tez, that's the Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, the Zman Adloka, it was Nekal. So now I don't have to come on to Rabbi Yehuda to light early. So Be'emes Erev Shabbos, I should be able to daven Mincha Yiftah Adloka. Nor vos, I still have the Marash Abuav. I still have the Maila that in the Beis HaMikdosh, the Tomid Shoben Abayim was brought before the Ner Menorah. That Maila is still there. That's why in Tof Resh Ayin Tes, it's only Nocha in Lahachmir. Because we're talking about Friday. And Friday is a different Shtikul Tere. So I would say, Aloha Lamais, if somebody would ask me this Shaila, during the week, I would tell him, if you're going to light early, you're onus, you have to daven Mincha before. You have to daven Mincha before. But Friday, I would say that it's not Deuchat Tefillah B'tzibur. Friday, if you have no minion to daven Mincha Gedela before the Hadlokah, then it's better to light in a Chanukah and then to daven Mincha. As if you didn't Mishabur. And I'll explain to you the difference. But during the week, I hear you should be Choshesh for the Ben Ish Chai and the Poshet to Mashmoyes and Primi Godim. And Primi Godim Vais the Choshesh is not Soymich on the Trumas HaDeshen. Because the Primi Godim says Klor that he uses the Tarti Desasri even Erev Shabbos. So it sounds like he doesn't hold like the Primi Godim. Okay. Sahech Shemitzvah Shiev Shebelodim. Eshtel Tzu the Sugin Yevomis. You know what I'm talking about? I say the Echeloisa say. That you say even.
Didn't they have to see the Neir after Plag? Does that apply Erev Shabbos too? You have to see it after Shkia. calculating before now.
Yeah,